Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kathy Stricker about a free yoga class every Saturday. There's a free yoga class every Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have yoga in the garden at the Bessie Spar Butterfly Garden, located on the Knoxville Hospital and Clinic campus. And we've just gathered area yoga teachers to come together, a different teacher each week, and teach a mixed level free community class so that we can just expose people to what yoga is and maybe give them an opportunity to try it out if they haven't ever before.
Talk a little bit about organizing this and why it's important to get the different levels and the different teachers involved.
Sure. We have teachers coming from both Oskaloosa, Pella, Knoxville, and surrounding areas, and they bring a different style and a different mix to the venue each time. And I think that's important because then people get to try out various styles of yoga and get to experience what may resonate more with them. It gives the opportunity to bring a diverse variety of people or teachers to come and present yoga to the community and gives the community an opportunity to just experience what yoga can do for their health and their wellness.
Well, what should people know about doing yoga? Because I think we've talked about this before. People like me, I'm not very flexible. I can't do yoga. That's not really true, right?
Right. That's absolutely not true. So the person who comes to me and says, I'm not flexible. I've never done yoga before and I can't even touch my toes. I can't do yoga. My response generally to them is, you're the person who needs yoga the most. So there's a place to start for everybody. And it's important that each teacher who is teaching teaches a mixed level class or an all level class so that even the beginner to the advanced practitioner can come to the class and get something out of it. And that's what all the teachers strive to do so that everyone is welcome. And there's no need to worry if you haven't ever been to a yoga class before. It's a great welcoming community where we get to be outdoors, enjoy nature, enjoy the sounds of nature, and connect with the earth while practicing yoga and connecting with ourselves. So it's really laid back, fun, inviting, and really open to anybody. So come on out and join it, I guess.
What should I know about yoga going in if I wanted to participate?
Absolutely. You'll want to wear comfortable clothes, so something that moves easily, that breathes easily. I always encourage people, especially because we're going to be outside, to wear your sunscreen, bring water, bring a yoga mat or a beach towel will work, or a large blanket. Those are going to move around a little bit more, but often people find it also a little bit more inviting to lay a blanket down and then put their yoga mat on top of it so that their yoga mat's not getting fun dirt and grass and everything like that, ants all over it. You will notice that when you're practicing, there may be distractions like bugs, ants, noises that come into play, and that just gives everybody an opportunity to look further within and to deepen their practice and practice on concentration and focus on what's going on their mat rather than the outside external distractions. So sunscreen, mat, water, comfortable clothes, you're good to go. That's all you need, basically.
Perfect. Well, I was going to ask you, I guess, what are the benefits of doing yoga from inside a studio to outside, but I think you answered that. What are the differences, I guess, from doing it outside and then doing it in a studio?
Yeah, in a studio, obviously you have a little bit more of a controlled environment, and it depends on the type of class that you're taking. If you're taking a class where the teacher is at the front of the room leading the group and you're doing the same thing as the person next to you, then there can be distractions in that way too, because you may be wanting to compare yourself to the person next to yourself. And I know that every yoga teacher out there encourages their students to set aside those expectations and to only practice for themselves on their own mat. So to not compare to the person next to you. That can take place both in the studio and outside of the studio, obviously. But like I said, inside a studio, controlled environment. Outside, you never know what's going to happen. You may have bugs, you may have loud cars or trucks that are driving by, but you may also get the benefit of being in nature, connecting with the earth, touching, feeling the grass, feeling the earth, and that's really important to who we are and to our energetic levels as well. You also have the benefit of peacefulness, birds, just the nature sounds that come, the wind, all of those things that help us to be more aware and more mindful of who we are, not only in our own environment, but in the environment around us, and connecting with others as well.
One final time, the details of the free yoga class every Saturday.
Yes, every Saturday at the Bessie Spar Butterfly Garden, 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning, and it's free. Join us.
Thanks to Kathy Stricker for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.